Parents want the best for their kids. That's pretty much universal. And at the top of the list is almost always education. But this next story takes getting your kid into the right school to a whole new level. Writer Lenora Chu, who is from Texas, moved to Shanghai with her husband. And when their son turned three, they started looking for a kindergarten.
You know, there's always a school when you move to a new community, the one that everyone talks about. You hear the infrastructure is great. It's beautiful. The teachers are well paid. The wait list is a mile long. And this was that school. It was the school that everyone wanted to get into. And it was just two blocks down the street.
But Chu says securing a place in this elite school wasn't going to be easy.
Now, it only enrolls Chinese nationals, except that that year they had committed to taking a few foreigners, and we wanted to give it a shot. So we walked by the school. We saw the infrastructure. You know, we tried to get a meeting with the principal. We were denied several times. Finally, one of our calls went through, and we were invited for an interview. So the whole family went. We dressed to the nines. And after that interview, we did manage to get a spot. So our son was 3 years old when he started there. It is a state-run kindergarten, enrolling ages 3 to 6, and then you go into primary school. So the first week of school, my son comes home and he tells me that his teacher forced him to do something he didn't want to do, which was to eat eggs. She essentially lined up all the 30 children at their lunch tables and pushed eggs into their mouths until they swallowed. So I run off to school and I confront the teacher and I say, you know, in America, we don't use methods of force. And her reaction was to scold me for challenging her authority in front of a child. So immediately we had this conflict, and that really raised questions in my mind. If you look at international media headlines, around those years, Shanghai teenagers were number one in the world in math, reading, and science. You know, these were apparently the world's best students. But here on the ground, I had this very different story of children being taught to sit for long periods of time, children being told to eat things they didn't want to eat. You know, this idea of authoritarianism in the classroom was very interesting to me and also a little bit troubling. I began to notice little behaviors in my son. He was dragging his feet in the morning. He began to whine that he hated school. And one time I also saw him reenacting a role play in which he imitated a teacher threatening a classroom of children, saying, "If you don't nap, I will call the police to take you away." You know, immediately this raised some anxieties in my head. What was happening in that classroom? You know, teacher knows best in China, but I knew that, but I didn't know exactly what it would look like. And here was my son going through all these sort of adjustments to teacher Chen, this very fierce authoritarian teacher. And I was very concerned about it. In the book, I write that I was sometimes incapacitated by doubt and fear, and that was true, you know. But at the same time, I began to see my son picking up positive signals around education. He sort of went through this transformation. You know, he began to say hello to the teachers. He walked in through the door. He began packing his own backpack. You know, he began to pick up this idea that hard work pays off in the classroom with simple things such as counting exercises. And, you know, I'm American, but I was born to Chinese immigrants and raised in the U.S. And I went to public schools, but then I came home to my very strict Chinese parents. And there was some value to the way that they raised me, the belief in hard work, the belief that you respect your teacher, that learning math and science is important in the early years. And here I had my son in the school where he was picking up all of that signaling without really me having to do anything. You know, on the one hand, I had a lot of anxiety, but as I began to calm down and sort of watch what was going on around the school, I began to realize that they did certain things for a reason.
Shanghai-based journalist Lenora Chu there. She's the author of Little Soldiers, An American Boy, A Chinese School, and The Global Race to Achieve.